It is a Patriots Friday, and in about a half an hour, Nick Costos on this show, an Odyssey sports wagering insider, and he will tell you how to bet this weekend. Obviously, we'll talk Pats and Jets, but there are... Shine, what are you looking forward to this weekend, game-wise?
I think the Bills-Seahawks game is going to be a lot of fun. I think that's going to be a ton of scoring back and forth, which should be good. And then, I mean, I'm looking forward to Bears-Commanders, assuming Jaden Daniels plays, but I guess there's some question marks there.
Well, he didn't practice yesterday, right?
Correct.
Why has nobody talked about how good Mariota was in that game?
He was awesome. And like, so that's why I still think it could be a good football game.
Do you have a lock for the weekend yet?
No, not yet. I haven't cooked one up just yet. I'll have one for you here in the next hour.
Curtis, what about a college lock?
My lock of the year, my lock of the century, is that Notre Dame's going to blow doors of Navy. I don't know what the line is, but I love Navy. I'll be rooting for them. Go Bill Belichick, go Navy. But I just think Navy is way overrated at this juncture, and Notre Dame's going to blow
doors. Notre Dame minus 13.5, yeah, so.
Easy peasy.
All right, well, Nick Costos coming up at 9:20 or 9:30, thereabouts. This morning, real quick, for a listener, if you could, Courtney, ick or not.
Yes.
And just a disclaimer on this, because Steph is an everyday listener of the show. Hello, Steph. And I appreciate that. And she DM'd me and said she loves the show every single day. So don't take this the wrong way. But sometimes these things that give you guys the ick are hurtful, and I feel outrageous, like, with regard to what is bothering you with a guy. Mm-hmm. I just want to say this before I get to what the DM said from Steph.
Okay.
I've been dating a 41-year-old guy for 3 months, and I do like him, but he talks to his mother on the phone for a significant amount of time every day, and it's giving me the ick.
That's an ick.
He's a mama's boy.
That's an ick?
Yeah, for a lot of people.
What about a double standard from you?
Yeah, no, I know.
It's a huge double standard.
That is an ick?
Yeah, you could look at it.
Because a man loves his mother?
Yeah.
That is an ick?
No, I love that when men love and respect their mothers, but if he is constantly on the phone,
they love you.
Well, as if they're on the phone constantly with them, and they're like, I bet that this woman is dealing with, like, he is going through something, and then instead of going to his wife, he's going to his mom. Or, like, he has a question about, you know, how to get a stain out. Instead of asking his wife, he's going to his mom. And it also makes you, as the wife or girlfriend, look incompetent.
Well, it really doesn't. Like,
it really does.
This is weird. Especially coming from Courtney, who talks to her mother from sun up to sun down.
Why is it okay for you to talk to your mom, but it's not okay for him to talk to his mom?
Because he's my mom's my best friend.
Because he's a grown man, he shouldn't be talking to his...
Well, I think sometimes mama's boys get a bad rep. And so if you have only heard about mama's boys and how, like, you know, they end up being soft, then that could be a nick for you.
But aren't a lot of mama's boys, don't they treat their woman right because they only had they love their mother and they put
their
mother...
Yeah, but this woman's not saying he calls his mom. This woman's saying, like, he spends a lot of time on the phone with his mom. Again, and before people start coming at me, I'm not Stephanie. I didn't write it in. Santo has a great relationship with both of his parents. Not a nick for me, but I'm saying that is a nick for people.
Yeah. But would it be a nick for you?
I just said Santo talks to his parents.
I mean, here's a 617 text from a woman who says, I agree, it's a nick. Once a week is okay, not every single day.
Wow. Yeah, I agree. If you're calling your mom all day to tell her about things that are not relevant to her life, looking for her support, then you're kind of...
She brought him into this world, Curtis.
Yeah, I love my mom, but, you know, talk to you soon.
Nah, I mean, because there are a lot of guys that, like, their mothers are their best friend. They've been there for them since you don't know. Maybe this guy, he comes from a single parent household and his mother raised them. So, like, I mean, I wasn't that way with my mother.
Yeah. But you're a single parent household.
Right.
Your mom
raised
you.
Yeah.
Look at Pop Douglas.
Right.
His mom took to social media this week to defend him on being actually legitimately sick while in London, England.
You know,
he probably wouldn't get that from a wife or a girlfriend.
And to be fair,
my
mom's
a bad wife or girlfriend. You need a ride or die.
Yeah, like Miko Grimes. She went to the defense of Brent Grimes on multiple occasions.
I mean, look at Rashi Rice's mom. She's like, shoot, my son wants something. I'll take it right off somebody's front step. But I mean, I see guys that have real, real close relationships with their mother like that.
But apparently women don't like that.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess
apparently,
not.
Like, that's an ick for somebody.
And to be fair, my mom's disappointed when it's me and not James. So it's not even like she wants
I also, like, it's not that you don't want them to have a relationship with their mom. It's if Stephanie is saying that he calls her every day and has, like, hour-long conversations. That's...
So what's wrong with that?
I'm saying...
I'm a mama's boy.
This conversation is called ick or no ick. Greg is going to present a message, and I have to say if this is an ick universally or not. This one would fall in the ick category. These losers saying, run, Santo. Not my ick.
No.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be an ick. If you think this is an ick, then you got some real issues going on.
I don't know. There are a lot of
men
or women.
Are
you looking at the Twitch chat?
No, I'm not.
A lot of women in there who saying absolutely it is an ick.
And you know what? If a woman says this an ick, this is an ick. There's a major problem with that woman. Seriously,
okay. I disagree.
No, because a woman would be like, listen, I have a great relationship with my mother. I talk to her every day. For hours on hours. If a guy's doing that with his mother, he has a great relationship with her.
But maybe she doesn't have a great relationship with her mother.
What do you mean? Maybe
why
she
are you doesn't. Why are you insinuating right. that she has to
Good
have
point.
A great relationship with her mother?
No, because if we don't, a woman says, oh, it's cool for her to talk to her mother and be best friends. So why isn't it cool for a guy to do the same thing?
But not
thing?
Every woman is like that. Not every woman is Courtney who talks to her mom five times
a day. But no, Shyam, you're Courtney. Missing the point. If I'm saying if a woman does say this is an ick. I don't agree.
Yeah, but like, so I'm seeing in the text right now, Coco, you being best friends with your mom is an ick. That's an ick for some people.
Yeah.
Like that, and I understand
that. That could be for a guy.
Right.
I don't know that guys really have icks, though.
They're yeah, and I wouldn't see a guy whatever. Like, what's a guy big... wouldn't be like, that's an ick to me.
What's a bigger ick, Courtney, calling your mom all day, every day, or texting things you don't like to a radio show?
Oh, yeah, probably the latter.
Yeah.
No, the biggest ick in the entire world is leaving comments on people's Instagrams that you don't know at all.
I'll tell you what, Greg.
Saying that they need to stop partying at 33 and have a child.
Greg?
Got to be a real loser for that.
Are people saying that to you?
Oh, yeah.
What, when you were in Miami?
No, I truly can't imagine being somebody who does not know someone, has no idea their medical background or their fertility or anything like that, or the conversations they've had with their husband about financials.
Yeah.
And just assuming that they know better, and you have to settle down. I'm holding a water at a Taylor Swift concert, and you're telling me to stop partying at 33. I was in bed watching Harry Potter by 11 o'clock.
Mm. Sounds like a great night. Yeah.
It was.
That's what I do. Go to Miami to watch Harry Potter.
With my friend TJ, who everybody thought that? I was having an affair with.
Is that what they call that? Harry Potter?
Oh,
guys can't win, man, with all these icks.
I know.
You can't catch
there's
a break. You talk to your
icks.
Mother every day. You
and I love that.
You want to love your moms and women alike. Oh, that's a nick.
But you know what this tells me? This is why we need Mamala. Let's do it.
All right. We got to take a break. I'll tell you one thing that is not a nick for anybody, and that is a dog that loves you like a best friend. And
I
so
can't wait.
We are
only
gonna,
Mike Milbury.
Yeah,
we are gonna meet one next.
Yeah, Milbury.
It's the next installment of Pudge's Pals, and so I hope that you will have the opportunity to go to Twitch and follow WEEI, or go to YouTube and watch as we meet together the next dog who is looking for a forever home, and we will be right back with that.